Sometimes on TV, I've seen preachers take people verse by verse through a text of Scripture. They stop along the way and explain what the verse means and then apply it to the people's lives. Is that a structure I could use in preaching?
Yes, David. That definitely is a structure that you could use. To review what we've covered so far, we've looked at some dynamic structures, particularly the law then gospel structure. We've talked about propositional structures, those that are based on logic. You've asked a question that leads us into the third category, and that is textual structures, structures that are based on the flow of a text. And what you're speaking about is the verse-by-verse structure. What I'd like to do is spend a little bit of time talking about the difference between the verse-by-verse structure and the text application, and then some concerns that you might want to have should you try to put this into practice. On the difference between the two, it basically is simply when you bring in your hearer application. In the verse-by-verse structure, you're going to be bringing in that hearer application at several points during the sermon. So you'll be spending some time with the text, stopping, moving to the lives of your hearers, going back to the text, back to the lives of your hearers, all the way through the sermon. Often those types of sermons can be somewhat frustrating for the hearers if they don't have enough development of information that they're very interested in, or they have too much development of information that they could care less about. So you'll need to gauge that for your hearers, and sometimes those verse-by-verse sermons can end up needing to be a little bit longer than the normal sermon that you've been preaching. The other structure would be the text application structure. In this case, you don't have any application until the very end of the sermon. You spend all of the time in the beginning of the sermon working with the text, and then you move into application. How do you know which one would be most appropriate? Well, on the one hand, I think it depends upon the type of text that you have. When you have longer texts that tend to have a much more complicated argument, you're probably better off using the text application design. It'd be very easy for the listeners to get lost in terms of that longer text. It's going to take a much longer time to walk through verse by verse that entire piece. And also the argument itself is rather complicated, and it'll be much better to take a step back and look at the entire text and talk about its argument rather than be confined only to what is presented at one particular point in the text. So with a text that is longer with a complicated argument, you might want to work with a text application design. With a shorter text, with a much clearer argument and progression, your verse-by-verse structure is probably the best one to do if you're interested in working with that textual design. Here, the thought units are simple, they're clear, and the text is shorter, and you're able to cover the entire text, and you don't need to rearrange the text in order to understand what's being said. So I think the type of text should govern your decision of whether you use verse by verse or text application. Also, the type of application that you're going to do should govern this decision as well. First, I think you'll need to think through the law-gospel dynamics of the sermon. For example, if your text begins with a law section and then moves to gospel, that might work very well with a verse-by-verse structure. This way you can allow the text to be heard, to raise issues of our sin, allow the hearers then to see their sin according to God's word, move back to the text for its proclamation of grace, and then move back to the hearers and share that with them. If the text, however, opens with an exhortation to Christian living, and might have a concluding word of grace at the very end, that might be somewhat of a problem to work with a verse-by-verse structure. In this case, I would encourage you to probably work with a text application structure where you can talk about the whole text and then move to its application in the lives of your people. So first, I think the type of dynamics that are in the text and also the type of application and how closely you can follow the text in making that application will help you guide you in that decision. Some of the texts, for example, texts that deal with directives for masters on how to treat slaves, right after they deal with how husbands should treat their wives and how parents should treat children, texts like that may be somewhat difficult to work with verse by verse because you have a whole section in that text that's going to be much more difficult to directly apply to your hearers. And you might be better off choosing a text application method if your application is going to be somewhat distinct and different from that which was used particularly in this text. So we've talked about the two different kinds of textual structures, verse by verse or text application, considered a few concerns or things to keep in mind as you make a decision between both of them. And now I'd like to talk specifically about verse by verse and text application and speak to the concerns that are appropriate for each of these methods. In terms of the verse by verse method, one thing to be aware of is what is your principle of division between sections in the sermon? Now remember, you're organizing that progression of the sermon. You're taking your hearers through one moment into another moment into another moment, and that's going to be based on how the text flows. The question is, where do you start and where do you stop in each of those moments? Some men have a tendency to work only verse by verse. And I think you would be much better off, since originally these didn't have verses, looking at the thoughts. Where is a complete thought made within the text? And once you have that complete thought, use that as your principle of division. So rather than dividing it simply on the basis of verses, divide it on the basis of complete thoughts that you can treat for your hearers. Second, I think you will want to be concerned about treating the entire thought in each of those movements. Many times, preachers who work with a verse-by-verse method, if you've heard them on TV, which is where you were saying you were hearing some of these examples, notice how they can often just take one word out of a text, out of a group of verses, and then preach a whole section on that word, and then move to another set of verses and pick up one word from there. This is not something that's necessarily helpful for the hearers, because you're not opening up for them the thought that the author originally intended to communicate as much as you're doing a word study of one particular word and then jumping to another in the next section. So try to avoid using isolated words, work with the entire thought, divide it according to that entire thought, and finally, be concerned about having an overall theme that holds all of these sections together. And that, I say, I would argue is probably the hardest part of verse-by-verse preaching. It's very easy to sit down with a text and read through the verses and come up with various ideas. You know, I have one idea on this verse here, an idea on a word in this verse here, this one takes me to another place. And then to think that what I do when I preach verse-by-verse is I stand up before the people, I read the verse of Scripture, and I just throw out one of my ideas. And then I move to the next verse, throw out another idea. And that's only going to confuse them. What you want is you want to have one whole thought, one central thought that comes out of this text, and then only choose those ideas for those verses that relate to that major thought. This way, as your hearers are walking verse by verse through the text, they'll also be learning about one coherent thought. And that will give them the sense that there's purpose to this sermon, that they're not just veering off the road in one direction and another direction according to whatever came into your mind, but you've actually evaluated all of this that you saw, considered what was most important for them to hear today, and now you're helping them verse by verse walk through that important thought that God is sharing with them today. So that would be some thoughts to have as you're working with that verse by verse method. I think there's also some concerns that you could address when you work with the text application method as well. One of the concerns in the text application is having an appropriate balance. How much time are you going to spend talking about the text? And how much time are you going to spend talking about the lives of the hearers? Sometimes preachers can spend a little too much time with the text, so that the hearers are kind of wanting to raise their hands and wave and say, hello, there's somebody out here. Could you please talk about life for a moment? Other times, preachers tend to leave the text behind, offer a very cursory overview of the text, and dive into the lives of the hearers, and then you have some critical thinkers among your hearers saying, I understand what you're saying, Pastor, you're right. It's talking about our life today. But is it biblical? Is this really based upon Scripture and what God's Word is saying to us? And so as a preacher, you need to decide what's the appropriate balance of text and application when I do that sermon design. And the answer is not half text, half application. The answer is a little bit more complicated than that. The answer lies in what type of text do you have? What type of struggles is this text going to raise for your hearers? And what issues of their life will you address in the sermon? If you have a very difficult text for the hearers, one that they're going to struggle with, it's going to raise issues from the Christian faith that they might have doubts about or they might be struggling with, they'll appreciate you spending much more time with the text. If, however, the text is rather clear, it's a clear teaching that most of your hearers accept and understand, then they might tend to become a little bit bored if you spend too much time on the text, and instead, your work is to spend time with application, to show them how, even though they know this, this is also something that can be practiced and lived in their life experience. And so finding that appropriate balance is one of the difficult parts of working with the text application method, and that arises only from seriously considering the text and how your hearers are going to interact with the text and the topic you're treating from it among them today. Another concern to have in both of these methods, actually, is the concern of Christocentricity. That is, how am I in the sermon weaving the work of God in Christ for my hearers? It may be that the text you're working with has no mention of Christ at all. And so if you follow a verse-by-verse method or you follow a text application method strictly, you may find yourself tempted to avoid talking about Christ at all. After all, Christ is not in the text. Or the text may be all law, or the text may be all gospel. And so as a preacher, one of the concerns you'll bring to either of these methods is, how do I, as a preacher, work through where and when I will proclaim God's gracious work in our lives for my people as I work through the text or work through its application to them?